Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By the transcendental desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, water was sprinkled all over the tree, and thus there are innumerable fruits of love of Godhead. Purport. God is unlimited, and His desires are also unlimited. This example of unlimited fruits is factually appropriate even within the material context, for with the good will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there can be enough fruits, grains, and other foodstuffs produced so that all the people in the world cannot finish them, even if they ate 10 times their capacity. In this material world, there is actually no scarcity of anything but Krishna consciousness. If people become Krishna conscious by the transcendental will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be enough foodstuffs produced so that people will have no economic problems at all. One can very easily understand this fact. The production of fruits and flowers depends not upon the will, our will, but the supreme will of the Personality of Godhead. If He is pleased, He can supply enough fruits, flowers, etc. But if people are atheistic and godless, nature, by His will, restricts the supply of food. For example, in several provinces in India, especially Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, and other adjoining states, there is sometimes a great scarcity of foodstuffs due to lack of rainfall. So-called scientists and economists cannot do anything about this. Therefore, to solve all problems, one must seek the goodwill of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by becoming Krishna conscious and worshipping Him regularly in devotional service. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Raghunat Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhube Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vishnu Bhade Krishna Krishna Hare Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinami Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Adeshtari Atma Ichamrita Vriksha Sinchi Nirantar Tahate Asankhya Pala Vrikshara Upar. By the transcendental desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, water has been sprinkled all over the tree, and thus there are innumerable fruits of love of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada starts the purport, God is unlimited and His desires are also unlimited. Once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that God is unlimited and that even He Himself doesn't know where are the limits of His glories. God cannot know something. This is contradictory. Because by definition, God means He is all-powerful, all-cognizant, all-knowing. So then He explained why He doesn't know, why God doesn't know His own limits of His glories. He gave example like, do you know, for example, rabbit's horn. Does anybody know rabbit's horn? Huh? There's no such thing, because rabbits has no horns. Huh? So similarly, God's glories are unlimited. There is no limit. So even He doesn't know where is the end. Or if you say He can understand what is the limit of His glories, and then the next moment is expanding. So that is the nature of the Supreme Lord. Him in this material world, everything is limited. Spiritual energy is unlimited. It's always increasing. And His desires are also increasing. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada's desire is also unlimited. What is His desire? That every jiva in the universe and beyond goes back to Godhead. And that is the same desire which Lord Chaitanya has. Unlimited desire that fallen conditioned souls get Krishna. These fruits, phalam, which are innumerable, asankhya. Sankhya means to count. You know, sankhya philosophy means counting, dividing. And asankhya phalena means unlimited fruits of love of God are there. So then Lord Chaitanya, He wants to distribute. And His pure devotees' desire is the same. Srila Prabhupada's, Mahaprabhu's pure representative. Once Burijan Prabhu, he told a nice story that he was traveling with his wife, Jagatarini. They were traveling with Srila Prabhupada. And for a few weeks, they got mercy to travel around the world with Srila Prabhupada. They were very close. And then he said, after a few weeks, we came to America in one particular temple. And they invited me that he would go to the altar to do more Mangalarati, arati, puja. And Burijan Prabhu described that before that he never went to the main altar of Radha Krishna. He never had this experience. But devotees, they invited him. He was a guest. And when he came, the altar, the first feeling, this was not logical, it was just a feeling. When he came in front of the deities of Radha Krishna, the same feeling came. He said, this is like I am with Prabhupada. Same vibration he experienced, like when he was with Srila Prabhupada. So then he understood Srila Prabhupada is carrying Krishna always with him. And then he said that when he was traveling with Srila Prabhupada, it's not always easy. Because Srila Prabhupada, his association was very intense. Very intense. That means 100% Krishna consciousness. Nothing else. So if you were not on that standard, it was too much. His personal servants also, they had experiences. Srila Prabhupada would travel around the world, and when he would landed, no jet lag. How it's called this, when you have dizziness and you are tired, you know. When we go to India, you need 2 days to reoccupy, you know, to acclimatize oneself. But Srila Prabhupada would just follow the regular schedule. Wherever he would come, if breakfast would be on local time, then he would take breakfast and massage. And he would be really completely transcendental, oblivious to the laws of this world. And we should not forget that he was more than 70 years old. And these boys, 25 years on the peak of youth, you know, they were struggling with Srila Prabhupada. How? Srila Prabhupada would not give them any space. He said, why you are not waking up on Mangalarati? Srila Prabhupada, we are tired. No. So Burijan Prabhu said that it was very intense. And his desire was also intense. And his desire was unlimited. So everyone in Srila Prabhupada's mission can find space to help him, to assist him, to serve him, to spread Krishna consciousness around the world. So that is the meaning that God is unlimited. And then Srila Prabhupada in today's purpose, he kind of goes to little different route he takes. The example of unlimited fruits is factually appropriate even within the material context. For with the goodwill of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there can be enough fruits, grains, and other foodstuffs produced so that all the people of the world could not finish them, even if they ate 10 times their capacity. So he connects this, what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing, fruits of love of God. He connects in this material world, how we need food grains, we need fruits, we need vegetables, and if we are God conscious, that everything will be supplied to us. There is no scarcity. And he paraphrases the famous saying of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, that there is no lack in this world. Some NGOs and these welfare groups, they would complain, what? We know so many places. They are lacking food, they are lacking shelter. But Bhaktisiddhanta said, there is only one lack. Only one thing is missing in this world. What is that? Krishna consciousness. Only Krishna consciousness is missing. Because the root cause, if we go to the root cause of all our problems, is that we are not Krishna conscious. That is the lacking. Because of forgetfulness of Krishna, that is called avidya. Avidya means ignorance. Because of this lack of Krishna consciousness, everything else is disturbed. We are suffering in this material world. So therefore, when we remove the root cause of our problems. I was informed that just 5 minutes they will come and they will shoot something. So please, don't be. Oh, sorry. Filming. So we will become famous. Finally, we will become famous. My parents, they would always complain, why you're wasting time in this Krishna consciousness movement? When you will finish college, you know? When you will get married? Standard questions. Whenever I would come home. So then, after a few years, there was one big program in national TV. So devotees told me, oh, you can go. So there was a big thing with the leader of Christian group, the leader of Muslims, Mufti came, and then I was the representative of. So that was the prime time in 8:30 at night. Prime time, the national TV. We are discussing something. And then after maybe 1 or 2 weeks, I went back home to visit my father. And then they would always complain, you know, we will not give you house, we will not give you... But this time, father was little joyful, you know. He said, I saw you on TV. I said, yeah, there was some small show. No. And all the neighbors also saw you. And he said, now you are some big person there, huh? You came up, huh? Finally. Now you are some big person. I said, no, I'm just... normal. No, I know. So from that time on, they don't give me trouble at home. They're thinking that I'm some big person in society. Because parents, they can't understand. They feel insecure that somebody is exploiting us in Krishna consciousness. some guru is there with big beard. We are serving him all day. So sometimes it's good you can show your parents that you are famous. So when we ended up that, yeah, root cause of all problems in the world is lack of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the solution, real solution is that we eradicate it, we pull out the root, find out the root, and then destroy that root of the disease. Like in Ayurveda, Ayurveda goes always to the root of problem. That is the, for example, you have headache, then we have to analyze, why is there headache? Is it too much sun? Is it indigestion? Is it stress? So when we find out the root cause of our headache, then the headache will not come, because we will avoid that. Allopathic treatment is just, whatever is the cause, just take the paracetamol or some aspirin. But doesn't, again headache will come, because we didn't remove the cause of the disease. So similarly, in this material world, all these solutions are just temporary. People are without food, we give them food. They are without house, some charity organization give them house. They don't have clothes, they give clothes. But nobody asks, what is the root cause of their problem? The root cause is that in ignorance, in forgetfulness of God, atheism, we are doing so many sinful activities. And then, when we do sinful activities, what is the next step? We have to suffer. So the real help is to inform people what is the root cause of their suffering. So then they can avoid permanently, they can find permanent solution and give them the process how they can purify themselves. Therefore, this distribution of spiritual knowledge, book distribution, prasadam distribution, giving the people association of devotees, that is the highest type of welfare work. There are different kinds of welfare work. But Shastradan, Jnanadan, that we are distributing spiritual knowledge, that is the topmost. Sometimes people accuse you, what you are doing, Hare Krishna? This is some Bhagavad Gita chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what is this? Do something practical. You see, so many children are suffering. Do something for them. Yeah, we will distribute prasadam, no problem. But the topmost help is that we inform people, give them shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, because then all their problems are finished. What a deal. Not only some disease, AIDS or cancer, these are big problems. All problems. Economic problems, everything. Srila Prabhupada in today's purport, he's emphasizing on he's stressing on economic problems, that Krishna consciousness is the solution for, not only for spiritual, even materially. If you become Krishna conscious, even materially you will be happy. God will supply everything because of yajna. He will be pleased and everything will be there. Srila Prabhupada said, 10 times we can eat. It's enough food. But if we are godless, then Bhumi will not give. The devatas are not pleased. They will not give rain. Because there is no yajna. And another thing is, we want more than we need. In Upadeshamrita, this is called, who can remember? Loudly? Atyahara. Ahara means eating. Atyahara means overeating. Or in other translation means over-collecting. More and more and more and more. It's never enough. We always want more and more and more. So that is called atyahara. And ahara means also bhojan. And bhojan in Hindi also means generally enjoying spirit. So that should be avoided. This whole idea that we are enjoyers of this world, this is all in the category of atyahara. So devotees, they accept whatever comes, they accept as Krishna's mercy. Yuktahara, what is it? Yuktavairagya, sorry. Anasakta sevishan yatarham upayunjata. Nirbanda Krishna sambande yuktam vairagyam uchyate. Devotees sees, they see everything in connection with Krishna. Definition of Maya is that we don't see link with Krishna. That is called illusion. Whatever it is. If this mic, if we don't see how it's that this elements are coming from Krishna, that is Krishna's property, that has a purpose, we can use it for Krishna's service. If we don't see this, then this mic is Maya, is illusion. And if we see that this mic can be used in Krishna's service, that is his property, we are just using it without attachment, that is called Krishna consciousness. And it's spiritual. That mic then becomes spiritual. So that is proper vision. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, that whoever has such vision, that is called Goloka Darshan. He is already living in Goloka Vrindavan. He is not living in the material world. So that vision we have to give to the people. And first we have to develop that vision. And then this vision we have to give to the people. And when one is God conscious, then automatically he will not do sinful activities. He will not do atyahara. Over collecting, over, because it's never enough. On the social level, if we analyze, we want more and more and more. What does it bring to? Where it leads to? Atyahara? On social. Okay, prayasa, but on social level, just on worldly level. No, just in common world. Conflict, yeah. The biggest conflict means two nations, war. You see how horrible anartha is this. That on social level, when we want more and more and more, it brings war, to war it leads. Because, okay, now we exploited already our country, so the next step is we have to civilize other countries also. By bombing them, you know. So many excuses we need to attack others. So that is atyahara. And where it leads to, somebody said already, to prayasa, over-endeavoring. Over-endeavoring for material things. And this we can see in this world. Exactly how Rupa Goswami described how that's going on. You see, we want to enjoy more, we are gathering more and more, and then what we have to do? We have to work like a donkey to get this thing. It's not a free. You have to work like an ass to get the things. If you want to enjoy, you have to pay the price. So you see how we are entrapped in the modern society. We are entrapped. And the root cause is godlessness. We forget that everything is Krishna's property. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he was emphasizing this simple living. Simple living. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said one, I will read to you. He said, for grihastas, how they will not... You want to know how grihastas will not fall in illusion? Never. You want to know? Yes. They should follow varnashram. There are two applications for brahmacharis or renunciants and for grihasthas. How to avoid prayasa. Prayasa means over-endeavoring for material things. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, they should earn and save only to maintain their family members. Previously he described also that they should earn by honest means. Family people, they should not do cheating and black market. And devotees, they should do straightforward dealings. No cheating. And whenever they earn, they can use for service of the Lord, service of the Vaishnavas, service of the guest, family members, and something for themselves. Five things they can use the wealth. Because family people, they need some income. They have to maintain their family members. So if they use for these things as much as they need, then there is no fault of Atyahara. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur concludes, if they always remember that worshipping Hari is the only purpose of life, they will never fall into illusion. How family people will never fall into illusion? Can you remember? Who can remember? I just said. Yes. They should remember, always remember that worshipping Hari is the only purpose of life. And secondary, they have to earn something. This is Srila Prabhupada gave an example of his father, Gaur Mohan De. He said he was a grihastha, he had some shop or something, he was earning to maintain them. But then when he would come home, I would see him, how he's doing puja. And Srila Prabhupada described that that was his real life. Externally he was a grihastha, he did some job, you know. But that was completely secondary. So that's how devotees, they should. Devotional service, my relationship with Krishna, that is primary. Then I am now in this ashram, I have to earn some, so I'm doing something. Not that our career is on our first place. So that is nice advice. What about brahmacharis? Please hide your laptops, no? He should maintain his body by begging alms and thus engage in devotional service. They should not stay in any enterprise. By entering into enterprise, he is at fault. So brahmacharis, they should not do business. Sometimes you see always some incense dotis, always some profit, you know. Brahmacharis should not do this. Brahmacharis should be just simple. They can have computer for preaching or for car for traveling sankirtan, but not for making some business. Then he is at fault, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And one interesting thing. Prayasa for attaining pratishta or fame. Prayasa means material endeavor, Prayasa for attaining pratishta or fame is the lowest of all kinds of prayasa. That is completely low class. That we want to become recognized, that I will establish myself, that I will become famous, everyone should know me. Although it's the lowest, it is unavoidable for many. Should be given up by the process of devotional service. And similarly, Sanatana Goswami says, in concluding verse of Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sarvatyage pyahyeyaha sarvanartha bhuyaschate kuru pratishta vishtaya yatnam asparshanevaram. Even if one can give up all material desires, and we know how it's difficult to give up all material desires, but even if one can give up all material desires, desire for fame is very difficult to give up. The desire for fame, which is compared to stool, is the root cause of all anarthas. It's the root cause of all anarthas. Therefore, one should carefully avoid touching this tool-like desire for fame. This instruction is extremely serious, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And one should follow this exclusive duty with special care. So it's advised that one should hear these things first, Shravan, and then one should meditate on these things. When you go home, whatever has been said, one should contemplate. That is called manan. And third thing, one should apply this knowledge in our life, application. So hearing, then thinking deeply about the subject matter, and then application. Plus, praying to the Lord for the mercy, for the power to that we can apply this knowledge. So that is very nice advice. In the modern world, we are living in such a demoniac environment that we are just completely exploited. I was now recently in Malaysia, and Vice President told me that South Korea, the working hours in South Korea are extremely long, that people work even up to 10 o'clock night. Can you imagine? Till 10 o'clock night, people are working. So they become so squeezed out that they cannot have even proper sexual relationships. So then the ratio is going down. They don't produce children, and very, very meager. And the government came up with a brilliant solution. Instead of reducing the working hours, they started to show on national TV pornography so that people would become more excited. Can you see what is? It's completely hellish, you know. It's madness. This is not world anymore. It's complete madness. So Srila Prabhupada had perfect solution. What is that? Putting Krishna in the center of our life. For all the people, perfect solution. Not only this, Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing that devotees should live together, should have community, produce their own food, that devotees, they don't have to be dependent on this demoniac society. One big problem in modern world is, as you all know, especially those who live outside the temple, who work outside, devotees, especially grihasthas, they don't have time. They don't have time to perform proper sadhana. The society, it's even if they have desire, even if they are not crooked, even if they are not duplicitous, they are honest devotees. But the society is made like this, that they completely exploit us, squeeze all atoms of energy out of us. What is the problem? If we want to perform, if we want to be Krishna conscious, we have to dedicate time for Krishna consciousness. We have to give to Krishna at least how many hours? How many hours? 3. For minimum. 2 hours for chanting and reading, and some, if you do some puja, 3-4 hours, isn't it? Ideally, 5 hours if you come to Bhagavatam daily. In temple, we have 6-7 hours. Huh? So it's, we have to have time. We cannot just, if we don't give time to Krishna, then we will not be Krishna conscious. And we see that practically, that devotees are becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. Why? Because all the environment is against Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada had perfect solution that devotees should live together, have their own community, live simply, and have time. That was the great, have time for practicing Krishna consciousness. And not only this, that would be great preaching. If we could actually show to the people that we have the alternative, now we can give them Maha Mantra, which is the best thing, we can give them books, but if we could show them that, look, we have the alternative, how to live a sane life, you don't have to be a donkey. You don't have to be a madman. You can live normal life, human life. You don't have to get divorced. You can live just peacefully in God-centered life. Have nice food. Many diseases of the modern age is just because of food. Because so much poison we are consuming daily. Here they are little, I guess they are more strict, but in India, there is no control. Last time I was in Switzerland, I was buying some vegetables for Guru Maharaj. So he said, I said, sorry Maharaj, I couldn't get organic, because Maharaj takes organic. I couldn't get. He said, no problem. Because compared to India, here everything is organic. Because in India, they have 400 times more allowance. 400 times of this pesticides and all this poison, it's allowed. So then we wonder why I'm not peaceful, why so many disease, cancer. In Canada, every third person has a cancer. So it's a hellish society. So Srila Prabhupada had a brilliant solution. And people were living like this for centuries, for millennia, for yugas, they were living like this. Even few decades ago, they were living without TV. Even 15 years or 20 years ago, we were living without mobile phone. Believe it or not. Without Facebook. It's possible. Difficult, but it's possible. So Srila Prabhupada had this perfect solution, spiritual solution, and even on social level, solution. Keep Krishna Katha, Krishna in the center. Live simple, God-centered life, and then distribute this to others. That is the purpose of this old chapter, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing the fruits. Hare Krishna. Is there any question, comment?